Recorded Books presents a Griot audio production, Twice the Temptation by Rochelle Allers. This unabridged recording is narrated by Simi Howe. Recorded Books is a producer and publisher of Griot Audio, celebrating the best in contemporary African-American fiction and nonfiction. And now, Twice the Temptation.
Chapter 1. Denise? Oh, I didn't realize you were on the phone. Denise Eaton's head popped up and she waved away the woman who'd come into her office. She couldn't talk to the social worker because if she didn't resolve what had become a dilemma, there would be nothing to discuss. Are you certain I have no recourse, Miles? She asked, continuing with her telephone conversation. After she'd opened the certified letter, reading it not once but twice, she'd called her cousin Miles Eaton, who taught constitutional law at Duquesne University School of Law, before she'd faxed the letter. I'm sorry, Denise. I wish I could give you more encouraging news, but the new owner can legally raise the rent. You approved the clause in your original lease that allows him to do it. He had to have known he was going to sell the building when I signed the lease. What I can't understand is why the new owner wants to double the rent. He has to be aware of prevailing rents for this neighborhood. Denise had chosen the less than desirable D.C. neighborhood because the working parents who lived there needed the services she offered, and the rent for the building where she'd set up her business was one she could afford. Maybe he knows something you don't, Niecy. Like what, Miles? Perhaps the area is targeted for gentrification, and he wants you to vacate so he can use the property for something other than a childcare center.